Here's Spanish Mission about to make a line of three around the corner as they sprint up. 300 metres to go. It's Dr. Drill and Wentworth. Spanish Mission a length and a half away. Just needs to find, wants to lug in. Then Sound and Silent Sovereign. Dr. Drill looking to upset the party at the 200 metres. Sound is a threat. Dr. Drill led by a length. Now Sound coming out after it. Dr. Drill joined by Sound, and Sound over the top won it from Dr. Drill. Three-way go for third. Wentworth, Skelm or Spanish...
Welcome back to Sports Day. It was a boil over in the Zipping Classic, Jared. I was there on the weekend. It was a ripper day, but I was very excited for two things, and they were both connected to each other, and that was to watch the $1.35 short price favourite Spanish Mission, who we both backed in the Melbourne Cup, to cross the line first in the Zipping Classic and send off, if not our greatest ever jockey, certainly the conversation for the first, the top couple. Glenn Boss, after 36 years of racing, I think he started in the mid-80s on a sand track in Gympie, Jared, and of course be remembered
for the
trilogy of wins with Maccabi
Diva. We all start in the sand, don't we? The sand pit somewhere.
The great Glenn Boss, after retirement, joins us on Sports Day. Bossy, welcome. Congratulations.
Mate, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yes, thank you.
What a great thrill it must be to hang the whip up. I think that's what you probably hang up, but it must have been a great thrill to, no doubt, get messages from right around the country, and I suspect right around the world, wishing you well.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable, to be honest. And it's just crazy how many messages I've had. I'm doing investigate back to everybody personally, but it's been tough. But, you know, guys, I was shocked about the amount of young people that I affected. You know, you're whizzing through your life, and I'm 52 now, and you don't stop and think about these things because you're right in the moment, and now you stop and reflect and you go to the race. I said that I was gobsmacked how many young people were hanging over the fence and wanting to be a part of it. So for me, that's a wonderful thing. It sort of really, really was great.
We talk a lot about Bossy in, you know, football parlances and soccer and cricket. You know, you get to a certain age, and Jared's been driving this this topic, Jared, for what, the best part of a couple of years?
That yeah, we're about all, 10 years,
that
yep.
We're all going older, and that yep. the best athletes are going older. How much more could you... I mean, you could have been riding at 60, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could have been riding a horse, but probably wasn't being on a racetrack. But, no, I could have... Listen, I could have kept going, and there's no doubt. But what it is, it's the levels that you want to be. Like, I've been at very high level for, you know, best part of 30 years. And, you know, when you feel that you're not going to be at that certain level, second best is not good enough for me. I've always wanted to stay on the top. And, you know, right to the very end, I never stopped trying to improve, fitness-wise, mentally-wise, you know, tinkering ways you do things, right to the very end. And but I just felt like there was a shift, and I felt like, I need to put my energy to other things now. I've given all I can to this industry as far as my riding was concerned. I think as soon as you feel that little shift, guys, you know, I promised myself as soon as I felt that I was going to pull over stumps, and I just didn't want to keep battling away, trying to find that little bit of magic when the magic was starting to go.
So have you got something in mind, Glenn, or have you got just a bit of space to work out which of a number of things you'd like to pursue?
Yeah, it's a bit of a blank canvas at the moment. I've been having plenty of offers, and I'm just going to sit back, and there were a couple of things like Ladbrokes have come on board, and they're going to give me a really good platform to just basically do what I want to do. And it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun because their production is first quality, and they've got a great young team of guys and girls there to help. And there's some charity work to do. I want to obviously get very involved with racing as far as the administrative side of it. And, you know, I think, you know, you can always do better in whatever you do. And I just hope I can bring fresh eyes and different ideas to the table and just see what happens.
So you're a world-class jockey. You've won just about everything. In fact, you've got your own records as far as the Melbourne Cup on Maccabi Diva is concerned. But what's the best thing about being a world-class jockey, and what's the worst thing about it?
Well, you know what the best thing is? The best thing is this industry, or being a rider, it's, as a 15-year-old kid, like, yeah, of course, when you dream of those things and you really want to get those targets, but it's afforded me a lifestyle which I could have never imagined. It's put my kids through an amazing education and give them a really great start in life. I've got to travel the world, live in different countries and sample different ways of living. I've met sheiks, I've met kings and queens.
Yep.
You know, I've met just the normal people, and just crazy what it's done for me. So, it's amazing. You couldn't have imagined the journey that I'd come on and met the great trainers and been involved with some of the best horses that we've ever seen in Australia, oodles of them. So, yeah, I'm blessed. I've been so blessed.
So outside of pesky owners who think they know how to ride a horse better than a world-class jockey, what's the worst thing?
Oh, the injuries. I keep telling people it's not the fall that hurts you. It's that sudden deceleration when you hit the ground.
Yeah.
That's what the injuries, because it's like a car crash. It's exactly like a car crash when you have a fall sometimes. And these are the things. But you know what? When you get into the game, you accept that straight away. You know it's going to happen and you get prepared for it. And when it does happen, you just deal with it and get on. Like any other sportsman, I suppose.
Can I ask you about the whip itself? You've lived through the era where it's gone from unfettered use of the whip to now controlled use of the whip. Is it the right thing to have done? Is it a progression, a positive progression for the sport?
Absolutely, and I think there can be more can be done. And this is something that I'm going to work on. There's something I have been working on for a little while, and it'll come out in the next sort of 3 months. It can always improve, and you've got to bring whatever your business is or whatever sport. Drag it into this 21st century, because it's different times. We live in different times, younger people, and you've got to roll with the times. And you know what, guys, when you're living in your bubble as far as your industry, you probably don't see what's going on outside it. Mm. And I've kind of been outside it a fair bit in the last years. I ask questions, I ask people. And yeah, you have a completely different perspective on what's going on in your business. So yeah, there's going to be some changes for sure going forward, and I think only changes for the good.
You've been an amazing influence on the sport itself, Glenn, with so many victories on great horses, and you've made some of those horses go better the way you've led the horse. But can I ask you as a global question, who's been the most influential person in racing from your perspective over your journey?
Oh, geez. It's hard to put it on one person or one moment. I could say, as far as my riding career would go, I think Shane Dye was probably one of the biggest influences on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to just watch him spin his craft, and he would always say, "You just watch," his time was immeasurable to me, because I went through that era when I was a young kid and he was at his peak, Jimmy Cassidy, Mick Dittman. But I was a great study of all sports. And I love watching the best of the best in their best sport. And I used to study them and watch what they could do. And they all had this one common thing about them. They look like they're going slower, but they're actually going faster than everyone else because they just seem to have so much time.
Mm.
That was just a process of all the hard work they did on the paddock. They were probably an hour after training than everyone else, kicking the ball or, bowling or whatever you were doing. That when you read into them, and that's why they were so good, because they just reacted to things. They didn't think, they just reacted because all the hard work had already been done.
Retired champion jockey Glenn Boss joining Jared and I on Sports Day. Bossy, assuming you can't pick yourself, if you were choosing a jockey to ride for your life tomorrow, who would you pick?
J-Mac.
Yep.
James McDonald.
And why?
I love this kid. He's 29. He's going to, I believe, staying safe and well. He'll break all the records. He will be, just watch this space. He's a talent I've never seen for his age. He's got the whole package. He's humble. He's hungry. He wants to be the best. And he's very grounded. He's in a humble way. He's quite grounded, and he's willing to listen and learn. It's scary how good this kid could be in the next decade or so. He'll break all the records. So he'd be the one, if I had my last one all year of my life on it, he'd be the one.
Okay, and last one from me. Assuming that Mackayvie Diva is in her own rarefied air, Jared, I mean, winning three back-to-back Melbourne Cups, you'd think she would be. Your favourite horse that you've ridden?
Oh, well, Oh, Jesus Christ. How much time you got, guys? It's just the, you know, Shagon Loz was a great horse that I remember. He was a great warrior. I wrote a fair few great ones on him. He runs second in about 10 others on me, with me. There's too many to obviously to name. I could sit here and name it in just a couple of minutes. There were so many. And, I was blessed to be a part of so many of the wonderful colts in Australia and just general racehorses, you know.
Well, I guess one thing's changed, Glenn. For most people, they buy a hamburger with a lot and they pull out the lettuce. You guys, for a long time, have been a hamburger with a lot and kept the lettuce in and thrown everything out. So now you can have the lot.
Mate, I'm sitting down to the Palmer the other day. And I'm thinking, this is what it's like, isn't it?
Enjoy retirement, Glenn, and let's hope we have you on talking about other great things you've done. Great career. Congratulations.
Thanks, Bossy.
Yeah. I'd love to. That'd be great. I'd love to talk to you guys more often, and it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on today, you know.
Right, we'll take you up on that. Thanks for coming on. Glenn Boss there, retired champion jockey. What an unbelievable 36-year career, Jared. There wouldn't be too many better careers in Australian sport.
No, and that's all thanks to Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59. Search Mate Online. Port Adelaide season review is up next. Thanks, Mate.